Today being the 5th day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 15th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zahra Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan continues from the 35th ayah of Surah Fussilat. Our Sheikh, Professor Bilal Lukini, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaku will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإما ينزغن لك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، الملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. الله تبارك وتعالى after telling us what are the characters of the prophets that we should follow. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة إتفاع بالتي هي أحسن. We should always take the best parts, the best of characters, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive whoever sins against us. Give to those that deny us. Then those our relatives and our neighbors that refuse to check on us, we should go ahead and check on them. This is the character of the Prophet. And after that, then he now came telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and telling us, all of us, there are times when this thing is difficult. Before you know it, you have gone to some extent you shouldn't go to. Then it stays your back, it stays back. Allah is telling the Prophet, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if there is any time at all Satan tries to put interference and insightful statement into you, then what do? First is billah. Seek refuge to Allah immediately. Allah innahu for sure was Samiul Alim. He is one that is hearing and he is the one that is knowing. This is directed to the Prophet and is directed to all of us. Because a lot of times are there. Before you could recollect yourself, Satan has already incited into you. Allah was visible in Nasi, in Al Jinnati. One nas, because here Satan, there is that of men, there is that of jinn. That of men and that of jinn, all of them they whisper into your mind. That of men may talk to you, but it's your mind that will take it. He has gone and you are thinking of it. All these ones, whenever they do this, what do? Quickly go back to Allah and seek refuge to Allah. Here, the Prophet said, one day, a man was in the mosque, and the Prophet saw him. the eyes were red, the jugular veins were bulged. You can see it all has swollen up, and all the veins in the face are swollen up out of an eye. Rasulullah SAW said, this man, I know what if he does, all this will come down. He will have calmness. He said, what is it? He said, he should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and make ablution. If you are standing and you spicily find that you are in the state of annoyance, don't continue talking. Instead, go back to Allah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then try to make ablution. He said, because Satan's incitement is from hellfire, and ablution will quench it down. When you do this, it will quench it down. If you are sitting down, if you are standing up, sit down. If you are sitting down, lie down. All these things the Prophet is telling us so that we know how to fight Satan and try to be in a good character. Another way to fight Satan, which is the best way, is to always be close to Allah. Satan is like a dog that has an owner. When a dog sees his master coming, he barks. His barking is to deter you from your own objective. You want to do something, he's barking. As he's barking, what do? Do you fight the dog? No, you don't fight the dog. You go to the owner of the dog. If you go to the owner of the dog, then he will be enough for you against the dog. And another thing that dogs used to do, if a dog is constantly seeing you with his owner, what will happen? He will stop disturbing you. A time will be coming, he will even wag his tail for you, because he has been seeing you with his owner. The same thing, if Satan is always seeing you in the corridor of Zikr, in the corridor of making salatu and the Prophet, he is scouting you. Before he comes to you, he will have to sit down and prepare very well. But somebody who is very weak, he is not close to Allah, suddenly Satan will take him off. That's why it's very important for all of us to be doing zikr, and immediately you see that you are annoyed, quickly stand up, go and make ablution, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. When you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, this one will drive away Satan that is of jinn. But وَمَا يَلَقَّيْهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يَلَقَّيْهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. But Satan is not of jinn. Saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim will not affect him. What will destroy him is patience. So the human being who is antagonistic, if you are patient, you will overcome him. Satan, if you are doing zikr, you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, you are close to Allah, you will overcome him. Because the human being, even if he sees you sitting down doing zikr, he will say, he will even accuse your zikr as nothing. He will even tell you that the zikr, he can even tell you it's bid'ah. That's the human being. But Satan, if he sees you close to God, he will not come near to you when you are doing zikr. That's why in Salah, he will come to you. When he sees you mention the name of Allah, he will hide. When your mind is not mentioning Allah again, he comes back. Because Satan is attacking your heart. The human being is attacking your physical presence. So if your heart is always mentioning Allah, it does not bother him. Whatever you are doing, he will attack you. But what you use in fighting a human being is patience. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خُذُ الْأَفْوَى وَأَمُرْ بِالْأُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Take to forgiving and overlooking. Then take to always enjoying what is good. And for the ignorant ones, just forget about them. Just turn away from them. Because the ignorant person, no matter what you want to say, it doesn't bother him. But Satan, if you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, he will go away. If he looks at your mind and your mind is with Allah and in zikr, he will go away. So all this, let us try to learn it. That's why it's always good to also be in ablution most of the time. When you are standing up, you are annoyed, sit down. Go and make ablution. Say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. If you are sitting down, lie down. This is what the Prophet ﷺ has advised. Let's all take to it. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ or assure Allah, innahu, he who was Samiu, he is one that is hearing. The hearing, even your own hearing, is Allah that is hearing. Go back to Allah. Al-Alim, Allah is one that knows what you should do and be upright. Go back to Allah.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرِ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ
ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. And out of the signs of Allah ومن آياته الليل والنهار is the night and the day والشمس والقمر and is the sun and the moon. لا تسجدوا للشمس, don't prostrate to the sun, wala al-qamar, or to the moon. Wasjudu lillahi, prostrate to Allah alone. In kuntumu, if indeed Iyahu, he is the one, ta'budun, that you are worshipping. Here, this statement is very important. A lot of times, Allah gives you something to show you his greatness, and you turn to give greatness of Allah to that thing that Allah has given to you. Whether it's yourself, you see yourself so good, so important, that you are now very proud, you don't listen to anybody because of your pride. Or no, it's a creation of Allah like the sun. You see it so important, it's so beneficial, that you now take it to be itself a deity to worship, like the people of Sheba, people of Bilqis, they were worshiping the sun. Or it's attributes of Allah that you see in somebody. Allah gave him that attribute. And he, because he's hardworking and he's holding to the attributes of Allah, you now turn to worship him. All, you don't. Anything that is a creation will change. The creator does not change. Here, when Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ لَيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ, he first of all mentioned night. Then he mentioned day. But when he came to the physical objects that are the reasons for the night and day, he first mentioned the sun, then the moon. Because as a human being, the night does not precede the day. The day does not precede the night. لا شمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. None precedes the other. But some are more important to the human being than the other. The human being needs to rest, to have work, to have a strength for him to walk. That's why the rest is created. قُلْ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ Allah is saying in another place, if Allah, he makes the night, سَرْمَدًا إِلَىٰ مِكِيَامًا مَنْ إِلَّهُ يَعْتِيكُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. If Allah was to make the night, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. If Allah was to make the night continuous forever, مَنْ إِلَهُمْ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَعْتُكُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Who, where is the Allah that will bring for you the daytime? Will you not hear? قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا مَنْ إِلَهُمْ يَعْتُكُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. If Allah was to make the daytime continuously for you without stop, then who is the one that is going to bring the night to you that you rest in? So you need to rest, you need to walk. So if you find out the daytime is ending, the nighttime is starting. The nighttime is ending,
the daytime is starting. When Allah said, لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر, don't prostrate to any of this. Not only shams or qamar, anything that is created, whether it's in the cosmos, whether it's a production of the cosmos, is in the cosmos, the one that is biggest that we see is the sun and the moon. What the cosmos produces that we see that is big, the biggest of it is night and day, that is continuous. All you don't. So that's why sometimes you see there is eclipse. Then one covers the other. If you are thinking that the sun is so strong, today from your position, the moon has covered it. If it's one, you take as Allah, the time the moon covers it, where it is, where is it? When the night comes, the sun goes away, where is it? And the issue of night and day, sun and the moon, all of us should try to study it. Study the cosmos. Allah in our place said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِكِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ إِنَّا لَقَادِرُونَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِكَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ. Allah is talking of Masharik, where the sun is coming out at different points. Why Masharik? It's not the east. If you are to see, when Allah is saying this, what Allah is telling us, and you study what Allah is saying now, you find today in the whole cosmos, when you come to human beings, only Muslims are worshipping. Nobody else is worshipping Allah. But when you say God, it means the one that asks you, it means the one that you serve. You only serve the one that you are worshipping. Do you serve somebody without knowing what he wants? If you say son is your God, what did the son ask you to do? Has son ever talked to you and said, this is what you should do for me? No. Has the moon ever asked you, this is what you do for me? No. If a human being is the one that you take, that you are worshipping, even if the human being tells you that this is what you do for me, you will wait and see. He will soon go to the toilet. He will go to and eat. He himself is in need of food, ordinary food. Kana yakula in ta'ama. That's why Allah said, Anubi Isa and the mother, they used to eat. They used to go to the market. A person who depends on food, how can he be your God? If he's also a king or a person who is so good, like we see some of people sometimes, maybe a president or a king or a pious person like Jesus Christ or anybody for that matter, you see that they are so good because of the attributes of Allah in them, and you decide to worship them. No, worship the Allah that creates them, not they that are created. You too try to be like them. It's effort and dedication to Allah that made them to be as pious. You too try to be as pious as you can. And when Allah is saying, Allah is saying, رَبِّ الْمَشَارِكُ وَالْمَغَارِبِ. Why? Because as we are now, we are going to be breaking our fast at about 6:40. That is Maghrib. That is the Maghrib of Shams. That is the time the sun sets. People in Maiduguri will have broken their fast 5 minutes before that time. Which means their arrival is different from our own. Then people in Kwara will not break their fast the time we are breaking our fast. Nor people in Lagos, nor those in Accra, nor those in Senegal. So which means at every second there is Mashriq, there is sun coming out somewhere. At every second there is the sun going down somewhere. So which, and when the sun is coming out somewhere, call of Azan is being done. When the sun is going down somewhere, call of Azan is being done. Which means every second of the life of the Muslim, of the Muslim world, Azan is being called at all the time. It's being called in Zaria now. The next moment it will be called in Abuja. Next moment it will be called in Ilorin. Next moment it will be called in Lagos. Next moment it will be called in Cotonou. Like that, like that. Only Muslims have this. We are saying our Subuhi now. The next moment Kaduna is saying that Subuhi. Next moment, Ilorin is saying that Subuhi. Next moment, Lagos, like that. It's true attitude for us that the world is moving around on its axis, facing the sun. We are worshiping Allah. When we are not worshiping, another person is worshiping. When we are not in Subuhi, another person is Subuhi. Like that. There is one Subuhi being said now, today, in the world. There is Zuhur being said today in the world, now. There is Asr being said in the world, now. There is Maghrib being said in the world, now. There is Isha being said in the world, now. Apart from Muslims who have this. And who asked them to say, to do this? Allah. If any other person being any other religion tell you that he's doing something, ask him, where is he said to do this at this time that he's doing it? None. They are the ones to design how they want to worship, what they want to worship. Which means what they want to worship is not allowed to tell them what to do. That's why in Omin Ayati Laylu, one nahar, or shams, or kamar. Not as you do the shams or al kamar, don't prostrate to the sun or to the moon. And when you say sign, what is the meaning of sign? Our Sheikh Imam Hassan, he used to say, when you are going somewhere, he said, where are you going? Said, when you get there, you see the signpost, follow it. Which means signpost is to lead you to where you are going. Signpost is not where you are going. Signpost is a sign to where you are going. The sun is a great creation of Allah. Yes, dignify it, but don't worship it. It's telling you where you are going. With the sun, we are able to know how many times we pray in a day, at what times. With the moon, we are able to know, count the month. The husband, like Allah said, it makes us to be able to know the counting. So we try as much as possible to see that we worship Allah, we don't worship anything. We shouldn't worship ourselves, because the human being, he starts by worshiping himself with pride. If you are telling him something is wrong, he should stop it. No, I must revenge. You don't revenge. Go back to Allah. Call Allah. For Allah is always hearing you. And Allah that is telling you what to do now, he knows what is good for you.
فإن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون.
فإن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون. Oh, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then istakbaru, if this will still go ahead and they are haughty and proud of themselves and they feel that they are too proud, then istakbaru, and they show pride. Then istakbaru, then nalahu, then falazina inda rabbika. Then know that there are those that are with your Lord at this moment. He said, "Bihu nalahu bil layl wal nahar." And these ones that are with him now, يسبحون له, they are making tasbih of Allah night and day. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. And they are never bored, even bored, let alone to be weary, let alone to be tired. So for any استَكْبَرُوا فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون. فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, who are those with Allah? That Allah had a location where he is, that those people are with him there, or those situations are with him. When you say somebody is with Allah, or angels are with Allah, not that Allah has location. All locations are with Allah and are where Allah is. And Allah is in every location. That's why Allah said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. In another place, Allah is telling you, وَنَعْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We are closer to him, this person dying now, than you, but you don't see. If the location, if the Allah is in another place, Allah will not tell you, you will not see him there. But Allah said, I am close to the person dying, but you don't see. It means Allah is there but you are the one who is not seen. So here, ulama, they have said the angels. These are the angels. They are continuously in the presence of Allah. Even you now, if you are mentioning Allah now, you are in the presence of Allah. In a holy hadith, Prophet said, Allah said, Ana inda zanni abdi bi, with the thought of my servant of me. If you are with Allah, if you take your mind to be with Allah now, you are in front of Allah. So Allah is everywhere. It's you that your state of mind, the way you are, is where you are. Because Allah was there before the creations were created. And Allah is still there as He was. And Allah will be there when the creations will go away before the creations are brought back. So you don't say that Allah is in one place, His knowledge is what is in another place. You don't separate Allah, which is attribute. Allah is Allah. And Allah, He used to say, Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah is Quran Allah, Qiyaman, wa Qu'udan, wa ala Junubihim. Those that remembers Allah in standing, wa Qu'udan, and in their sitting position, wa ala Junubihim, and when they are on their sides, lying down. Why? Is that as a human being, there is a limit to what you can do. The Prophet said, when you are doing any ibadah, take the one that you can do. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا تَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا تَمَلَّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّ Allah will not get bored of writing the reward for you. You are the one that will get bored. So that is why Allah has written some worship for standing, some worship for sitting, some worship for lying down, some worship even for sleeping. When you are standing, you are making a raka'ah. When you are sitting down, you are making sujada, or you are up from sujada. In all these situations, you are asked to put your mind to Allah. If you put your mind to Allah, when you are going to sleep, and you do your shopping al-witr, and you lie down, and you recite what the Prophet Muhammad said is you recite, it's plenty. It can be kul huwallahu ahad 11 times, it can be kullu allah, kullu al-fadha, kullu al-fadha, kullu al-fadha, it can be subhanallah, it can be Allah Akbar, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, the number of times, 33, 33, 34, then you sleep. At that moment, it is taken that your brain and your mind is with Allah until you wake up. That's why somebody who attends congregational prayer by Isha'i and also attends congregational prayer by Subhi is said to have done Qiyamul Layl. So all this, if you train your mind to always think of Allah, even in your sleep, you find that Allah is what you are thinking about. The Prophet is what you are thinking about. But the angels, they said, they do tasbih all the time. They don't sleep. Then what is tasbih? Like I've said, when you go to the English dictionary, what they will just tell you is, when you say subhanallah, they say glory be to Allah. No. Tasbih in Arabic is tanzihi. For you to distract Allah from any imperfection of whatsoever. That's tasbih. That's why it's an exclamation mark. Normally you say subhanallah, if something happens that is very astonishing and bewildering, or something happens that is very fearful, they suddenly come and tell you, this person, we saw he has gotten a job, or he has gotten a wife, say, subhanallah. All this, come and tell you, such a person had an accident, say, subhanallah. So it's an exclamation mark to say that whatever it is, Allah is far away from any imperfection. It's not Allah. Whatever Allah has done is correct. Like somebody was telling me today, look at what's happening in Nigeria. I said, what's happening in Nigeria is the way Allah wants it, and it's okay. The important thing is that whatever it is, may Allah make it that it moves us closer to God. There are times it's poverty that will move you close to God. There are times it's poverty that will take you away from God. There are times it is riches that will move you close to God. There are times it is riches that will move you away from God. There are times that it is sadness that will move you close to God. There are times that it is sadness that will take you away from God. Don't you see, people, it's when they are happy, they have gotten something from God, that they go against God. Somebody comes to tell him, the daughter has gotten a husband to marry. He is happy. The husband comes, he says, okay, let's pray. Before we do the prayer, we will do it in our traditional method, we will come and do it in the Islamic method. Which one is Islamic method? Which one is traditional method? This is shirku. If you know the Prophet and Allah and the Prophet, fine. If you don't want to know Allah and the Prophet, go to wherever you want to go. Allah can do without you. The Prophet can do without you. Which traditional prayer do you want to do where you have Fatiha? Which traditional prayer do you want to do? So all these things, we Muslims, we are part of the problem. So sometimes Allah has to punish us so that we can go back to Allah. A lot of us today, we are saying we don't have money. Some people now, immediately he said Allah has given him work. He'll go and call his friend, let's wash it. What is he going to do? They are going to take alcohol. They are going to buy food that is more than them and start eating. They will not remember that there are somebody who has no work now. What am I going to do to those my friends that has no work now? What am I going to do to my relatives that have nothing to eat now? So that's why you find sometimes Allah brings poverty, brings problem, brings sadness, just to make you to return back to Allah. If not Nigeria, with the amount of the Quran we are reciting, with the amount of calling of Salah we are doing, with the amount of zikr that we are doing, wallahi, nothing will happen to Nigeria except what is good. Even if a person comes and is stealing your money, leave him to steal it. It's of no good to him. And that money is not of no good to you also. If it's of good to you, wallahi, Allah will not allow someone to take it away from you. That's why you find some of these big people, where are their children? Their children are there somewhere else, taking India hemp, taking cocaine, some of them are in rehabilitation homes. Are they happy with all the money they have? You have literally, you can just avoid, you just afforded only lunch today. You couldn't take breakfast. But when it is night, you just sit somewhere. Out of tiredness, sleep will take you. You will enjoy your sleep and wake up. They have to take shots of different drugs before they can sleep. So are you the same thing? So Allah is Allah. If you are no Allah, no Allah. You can't combine anything with Allah. La sharika lahu. In any manner, in your look, in your saying, in your worship, in your thanking, in your sadness, that's why Allah is telling you, Satan can come and incite you. When my hands are gonna come in a Shaitan Nazgun, he said, what? First is Billah. Go back to Allah. You see the sun, you see the moon, you see the night, you see the day as the alternative. Go back to Allah that created them. Then if you refuse to, there are those angels, they are there. There are those that are, the prophets are still there worshipping Allah. First of all, in the night of his Miraj, he said, I passed by Prophet Moses. He was standing on his grave and was praying. And the prayers were also brought to him in Beit al-Maqdis. And they all prayed, and our Prophet was the Imam. So, which means they are still there, they are praying. Don't think that those people that died because of Allah are past. No, they are still living their kind of life with Allah. And again, there are those people that are moving. They are among you today. Nothing but them. Continuously, they are doing zikr. They are either making salat in the Prophet, or they are saying la ilaha illallah, or they are saying for prayer, or they are reciting Quran in their mind. That even when they went to sleep, they are dreaming and it's still Quran. They are dreaming and still zikr. فَالَذِينَ عِنْدَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. For some people, they are never bored. Anytime they are doing zikr, they are happy. But you that you don't understand, you said, all they are disturbing you. They are not disturbing. So all of us, let's hold to zikr and be like the angels in zikr. And be like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in human being. The best of the creation is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the best person is the one that is closest to him in character and behavior. Okay? But let's take one minute. Okay. Soon. So today is Friday, we have to go and do zikr. They say it's already close to time. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May every one of us, like I said, in this Ramadan, let us, those of that don't know how to recite Fatiha very well, learn to recite Fatiha very well. Those who don't know the meaning of Fatiha, let us try to know the meaning of Fatiha. Those who, that when you come to Salah, you are not with a present mind. Try to be with your mind present in Salah, be conscious and be attentive to each word you are saying in your Fatiha. And when you come to the ruku, be attentive. When you come to Sijida, be attentive. Fight. Satan will never stop inciting you not to remember Allah. Fight to remember Allah. Allah is what created you. Satan did not create you. So may Allah assist all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us this Ramadan. May Allah make us to be purer at the end of this Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. May He forgive our ulama. May Allah reward our sheikhs for us. May Allah reward the Prophet. May Allah strengthen Islam and strengthen the Muslims. May Allah make the Islam to be above of all other religions. Whoever is assisting Islam, may Allah assist him. Whoever is fighting Islam, may Allah fight him. Whoever is assisting Muslims, may Allah assist him. Whoever is fighting Muslims, may Allah fight him. Those that are assisting to kill our Palestinian brothers, may Allah also kill them. May Allah also fight them. May Allah weaken them. All the countries behind Israel, may Allah weaken them. And Israel themselves, may Allah take it away from us. May Allah make Israel one day to be a solid state for the world to see. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give health to those of our brothers that are sick. Those ones that are dead, may Allah have mercy on them. Those of us that are living, may Allah give us good health. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, the reading we are coming to do here, may Allah grant us success in all of it. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allow us to give this world with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فاتح صلاة الفاتح بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر الإنكار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين